With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Boy, wouldn't it be nice to go back to the way it used to be? Wouldn't it nice to go back to a simpler way of life? We didn't have screens all the time, computer screens. I'm looking in the studio right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them that I see in this studio, plus a television. So that's 7, plus my phone is 8. And I'm certainly not alone. And our next guest, as a matter of fact, says that that has a lot to do with whether we're happy or not happy. And she's written a book about it. The book is called Your GPS to Happiness. And if you would, please, welcome to the program Marina Haber as she joins us here on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Marina, it is good to have you on KDK. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good to be here.
The number of screens that are out there, the amount of time that we spend on them, yes, it's for work, but we sometimes use it for distractions. We want to get away, and yet we look and we find ourselves comparing ourselves to somebody. Oh, they're eating at that restaurant. I can't believe that's their vacation. That's the new car that they... And we find ourselves going into a rabbit hole that's not always positive. Have you heard that from others, Marina?
Almost certainly. Have I done it myself? Of course I have.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have been writing the book. But what I observed is that through COVID, it became clear that we cannot live in isolation. Suddenly, it dawned upon us that all of this me time, screen time, leaves us as flat as our devices, and we can no longer express our emotions and our feelings other than through emojis and hashtags. So that is unfortunately becoming a problem, and the problem with it is that we are all by ourselves on this tiny little screen in a world of our own making, which leads us to greater isolation and separation. Now, added to that was COVID, and suddenly our mental well-being collapsed. And we suddenly became clear that alone we cannot survive. We need the tribe. And that is probably the highlight, and I say this because we needed to awaken to the fact that we need a community, we need a tribe, we need the human touch. We absolutely also live in an age where we cannot do without cell phones.
Right.
But we do need to find that fine balance between saying no and reaching out to other people and having the human touch, the human connection, and using the phone, not being abused by it.
You pointed out to me a wonderful quote from Theodore Roosevelt, where the former president said that comparison is the thief of joy. That if we find ourselves, I'm comparing myself to you, I'm comparing myself to that person, and boy, their vacation was better than mine, or they go to a nicer restaurant than I can afford. I mean, sometimes just stepping away can help with that, right? I mean, if you don't go on those social media places, you don't spend as much screen time, then maybe you're not going to compare yourself. Is that the easiest way to do it? Stop cold turkey?
That is one way, but it is also a fine way to look inside of your heart and realize that you are enough. You don't need to compare yourself to someone else. You are who you are. Learn to be proud of who you are, what you are, what you have achieved in your life, and stop comparing yourself to other people. First of all, we don't even know what's going on behind the facade of their walls,
yes,
behind their, yeah, their screen.
We or have how no true idea. It even is, right? We don't even know how true and accurate it is.
Absolutely. So we have no clue, and we're making these assumptions. Their life must be better because they are better than I am, which puts me down, and now I'm feeling bad about myself. When I feel bad about myself, I start to get depressed. I eat junk food, which makes me feel worse. And now I go into this rabbit hole.
Mm.
So here's the thing. Start by loving yourself and accepting and appreciating yourself first. It starts with the self, not with looking outside, but with looking within. that's where your strength is.
Is there a number? Marina Haber, by the way, joining us. Her book is called Your GPS to Happiness. Is there a number in terms of what is a safe or an appropriate amount of time on a screen? I mean, we do this for our children, right? We say that they shouldn't be on more than an hour here. Why don't we do it for ourselves as adults?
Because we're addicted to it.
Yeah.
And it's done on purpose. It is done on purpose. It pulls us in. It draws us in. They have techniques that they use for food. They have these techniques that they use for social media and for the internet. So the thing is, the first thing we have to do is become aware of it. If anyone is in doubt whether they're using are too off too much on their phone, is start logging your time that you're on. Start logging how you feel afterwards. Start a journal, because awareness is the first step in understanding where we are in our journey and how we feel. We can't cure ourselves or heal ourselves if we don't know what we're suffering from. Yep. If it's too much screen time, how much is it? Maybe we go down by small increments, because if you overdo it, your ego will really say no to you and you're going to lose. It's like going on a crash diet. It's coming right back.
It's coming right back. Well, if you want to learn more about Marina, more about her coaching programs, more about this brand new book that she's got, simply go to her webpage, which is yourgpstohappiness.com. By the way, that's the name of her book as well. Marina, it's been delightful having you here on KDK. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, Rick. Have a great day.
Marina Haber. And by the way, if you're looking for the book, last name is spelled H-A-B, as in boy, E-R. Marina Haber, Your GPS to Happiness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.